hurt people.
Okay. When white people refer to them, what are they called?
Colored people.
If you're, what words would you use yourself?
Nigger.
But you or someone else would be called what? What would we be called?
White people, I guess.
Would there be a term for the white people as the race?
Caucasian.
A child born of a racially mixed marriage, what term would indicate that person?
I don't believe I understand. You're talking about two different races?
Mm-hmm. If black and white married, what would their children be called?
I really don't know, unless it'd be a type of half-breed or something like that.
Okay. What would you call the man you work for?
A foreman.
Okay, would, how would you address him?
You
were talking to him.
Well, if I knew him real good, if I worked with him every day, I'd just probably call him by his first name. But if, you know, if it didn't work too much with him, I'd just call him a Mr. So-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone is waiting for you to get ready so you can go out with him and he calls to you, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" You might answer, "I'll be with you
in a moment."
You know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. You ask somebody, "How?"
You're talking about, is this the right way?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I was to ask somebody, it'd probably be, is this the right way to go, or how far it is to the next place?
Okay. If you are pointing to out something nearby, you say, if you were excited, what would you say? If you were pointing something out that's close by, you'd say?
Well, if I was really excited, I'd just say, look over there. I see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to know how many times you say, how blank do you go to town?
How often
okay.
do you go to town?
Mm-hmm. You agree with a friend when he says, "I'm not going to do that," or "I'm not going to vote for that guy." You say,
"But I'm not sure."
And if you were not going to do it, you'd say,
"I'm not going to vote for him. Well, I'm really not sure I'm going to vote for him."
Okay, and you might say, "In blank am I?" He says, "I'm not going to vote for him," and you say,
"Neither am I."
Okay. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put a hand when you're tired is called what?
Forehead.
If some man didn't shave around here, I might be growing a
beard.
Okay. Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
Okay. Where did the old time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it'd always be handy?
Probably behind his ear.
Okay. Which one, you suppose?